Is his first job. That means ministry is not actually a place you come and you are expecting so much of a quick result. You are expecting, some people to grow in less than 6 months. You are expecting church to grow. You are expecting, you are putting things in place to lure people. No, ministry is a fresh job. It's a fresh job. Okay, it's not a sprint. It's like a marathon. Is where you employ the tools of endurance. You employ the tools of perseverance. You employ consistency. You employ constancy. Endurance, perseverance, consistency, constancy. Even God, he said in, 1 Corinthians 3, he's still expecting to his enemies be made. He's expecting. Imagine God, the old God. Why should God be expecting something? That means it's always fine. Should just get it done, huh? Bah. But he's saying, oh, he's currently expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. So that is actually how ministry is. A lot of people think, once you have a church and in 2 years, they're not blowing, they say, what is happening? They now start attending ministers. What do they call those things? Ministers, what? Church growth conference, where they now tell you that, wow, where is your church actually located? Yes, it's located somewhere inside Tunjiamagi. That is why now. How can you have a church? Do you have how do you treat the creams? Do you have the creams of society in your church? Say, yes, I have them. They are the creams of society. Say, that means do you usually give them special recognition? You start hearing all sorts of tricks. You can bring one backsliding believer that cannot know more than John 3:16 and some books of proof, some quotation from Proverbs, and bring in to lecture you that you are giving to the world. That's what temptation can do. Amen. So the job is a stress. Because look at the way to get a man saved. You keep teaching him until he responds. You keep teaching him till he responds of his own accord. That's a lot. That means I must not be looking for quick results in evangelism, but I must do the work. But my own job is that constancy and consistency, not trying to coerce somebody to salvation, not trying to just cage a man. That's why we have so much fake conversions. In fact, so sadly, we have some fake tongues. There are some people that speak in tongues because people compel them to. Allow the Spirit of God. Amen. Allow the Spirit of God. Allow the Spirit of God. Allow the Spirit of God. In your preaching, your teaching, in ministry, allow the Spirit of God. And as ministers, you will learn to be convenient with the little. No, Jesus kept using some words in John 6. He said, no man can come unto me unless the Father has given me. And of course, I have explained that given there before, that is actually a function of man's choice. That means anybody that sees the need and joins you is deemed as a blessing of God. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? I have explained that before. Anybody that sees you and joins you, okay, that is John 6. John 6 what? Find it for me. Find that verse for me. John 6. Man can come unto me unless the Father draw him. 44. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. That statement actually also connotes that, well, it may not be easy for men to accept you. There's a slant of that in that statement. That not everybody will receive your message like that. That it will not be so fast. Something like that is what that statement symbolizes. Amen. Say, I'm patient in ministry. Say, I don't pull back my duty, but I am patient. Yeah, that's the job. The job is patience. Patiently expecting, patiently waiting, patiently waiting, That's the job. That's the job. So let me continue right now. We have seen he has defined the believer, someone that is used to God's word, a minister, and he used to where ministry is taught and emphasized. So let's now proceed. So the way you present the gospel message must be both apologetic and authoritative. The way you present the gospel message must both be apologetic and authoritative. Okay, write it down. The way the message must be taught, the way the message must be presented, must be both apologetic and authoritative. Now, let's pick the first one. Apologetic because men has will that even God respects. Men have their own will that even God respects. Again, I've taught very well in this place that every man is free to make his choice, but you are not free from the consequence of your choice. So God will, so the man that is saying he wants to go to hell, God will say, okay, God will tell him bye-bye. God will see him off. And on the gate, well, if anything like that, say, bye-bye, oh, I'm tired, oh, see ya. Yeah, God is that. Well, is that good? So, apologetic because men have their own will that even God respects. Also, apologetic because salvation is the desire of God, not the desire of men. Salvation is the desire of God. He is the one that wants his marriage to be full of men. In Matthew 22 that we are discussing, he is the one that wants his marriage to be filled with men. He is the one. Salvation is not man's will. Salvation is God's will for man's safety. Write it down that way, please. Don't see salvation as something that is that is man's will. No, salvation is God's will, but for man's safety. For man's safety, but it's God's will. God's will, but for man's safety. Like, I'm trying to look for a perfect way to explain this. See man as a half-built plane that is trying to take off. That's how you should see man. Like a plane that is not yet fully finished, that is trying to take off, that is running out of the manufacturer's courtyard, trying to take off a plane that is half built, and is trying to take off, trying to get into the air. It will fall and crash. It's not that God made an unfinished work. No, man is still in progress. That's just the issue. Man is still work in progress. The man that God wants to create is the man in Genesis 1:27, the man with full dominion, the man with full authority. That is the man. That is the man. God. So that means God will need man's cooperation for the rest of the job to be done. God will need man's cooperation for the rest of the job because, like we said, man is not a robot. So, again, it's apologetic because it is God's will and God's delight, not man's will and man's delight. God's will and God's delight. Are you getting me? Please, enjoy your speaking. Are you getting me? You will be asking me questions, you won't be asking. Same thing you are doing to me. You're going to be speaking in church. So that is apologetic. Also authoritative. Okay? Authoritative because there is no other way. Yeah. Authoritative because there is no other way. No, you must know how to perfectly blend the two in your words. Because we are saying apologetic, you are not going to water down the power of the cross in your apology to the sinner. No, there is no other way. No other way. Nothing else can save. Nothing else. There is no other way. Nothing else can save man. Jesus is Lord whether we agree or not. Matthew 1:21. Jesus is Lord whether we agree or not. So that is why it's also authoritative in the way we share the gospel. We are authoritative. We are apologetic because that God is God that wants, and he's the one that said, let us make man in our image. No man was there. That was what was called foundation of the world. We'll look at it soon. No man was there when God planned that. Okay? Are you with me? So that Genesis 1:27 was actually a depiction of the intention of the mind of God. It's actually in the deathless past. Moses only copied it from the mind of God. He only copied it. He downloaded it. Okay, Matthew 1:21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Who will save his people? Jesus is the one that will save his people from their sins. Mark 16:15. He will save his people. Salvation is not a joint venture. It's not partnership. It's like sole proprietorship. He shall save his people from their sins. See Mark 16:15. Do your best to open the scriptures as you are writing. Mark 16:15. Okay, once you go, what's there? Yes, us. I said unto them, go ye there in the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Amen, amen. Again, a brief diversion. Who are the people that Jesus was speaking to in verse 15? A group of people, right? Disciples. So that means every group of people that comes to agree on God's counsel must obey this. Every group of, we taught that very well in offices. Every group of people that agrees to serve God must be mindful that the gospel is for every creature. As I don't pray to have a member that will be with me for 5 years. May I lose my salvation and have that? I mean, that is with me. That is not taking up responsibility. So that is the way I see ministry. If there is any other way, show me in the Bible. That is ministry. Ministry is where you train men, you commission them to go and do something. That's ministry. As I'm looking at all of you, I'm seeing potential ministers, pastors in making, pastors in training. It will happen. You say, but pastor, you are not using me now. Don't worry, you will be overused. Are we not here? We are here. You will be overused. Are you with me? Huh? You will be used. So much used. Father Abraham. Amen, amen. Born ready, have you? You will be used. I know you are trying to tell me that you are sitting. Yeah, you know. Everybody, there is no vegetable minister. Yes, all the vegetables will squeeze you, squeeze the vegetable out of you. Everybody, say all of us. That's what I saw. If you can tell me the reason why you should be sitting there in the next 10 years. Now you have children. I will do marriage ceremony for you. Do naming ceremony for your children. What else would I do for you? I will now wed your children again. And you are here. You grow to take up responsibility. It may only be a matter of time. Everybody. Thank you. So, back to verse 16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Very holistic word. I mean, absolute. It's not giving room for probability. Very holistic. Straight to the point. See Acts chapter 4, verse 12. This is why we are authoritative. The preacher that knows the gospel is an authority in salvation. You are now, you, just like they say, Professor so-and-so, he makes some postulate or something like that, it is an authority. Acts 4 verse 12, you are an authority. You don't speak like, well, somebody said, well, what do you say about those who, about those who are doing good, but they don't come to church, but they attend monks? Or if we have any person, you are from people on national TV, want to say, you know, the jealous thing that they asked them, that, remember, who saw the video, that they asked them that if somebody does not believe in Jesus, will he go to heaven? I did something, one funny question like that. Who knows how they put it? And he was saying, only God knows. Only God knows. Only God knows. Well, very political preachers. Only God knows. In your mouth. Ah. Jason. On international TV. In the nation that a lot of atheists, a lot of free thinkers, a lot of everyone, that they show you a good, because that's why don't be a superstar. A star. Once everybody is liking you, I said, somebody say, ah, my pastor is so awesome that our deal is so awesome that even Muslims come to pay their tithes. I know if you have heard that before. Muslims come to pay their tithes. Say that is the grace, greatness of his anointing, something like that. So we are authoritative. We are not the one that will be, they will ask you that, what can we do to be saved? Say, well, you must try hard, you must do good, yeah, you must like Jesus more. Ah, what's that? So Acts 4 verse 12, let's take it, 1, 2, go, you are there. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Hebrews 2. That one said there is no other name under heaven, no other name, no other name. Hebrews 2 verse 3. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Hebrews 10:26. The same thing he was saying. All through the book of Hebrews. The same thing he was saying. For 10:26, for if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fearing indignation, which should devour the adversary. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment suppose ye shall be thought worthy of, who are trodden under the foot the Son of God, and have counted the blood of the covenant, wherewith he was sanctified and unholy thing, and has done this fight unto the word, Spirit of grace. Like I told you, the book of Hebrews, it discusses salvation both from the benefit angle and from the consequence angle. I've explained that before, if you remember. It discusses salvation as if you get it, it is so great. You are so blessed. Eternal salvation, you use so much word. It also uses the word like, also if you miss it, you are so damned. You are so messed up. Are you with me? So that's what it does, the way it presents it. So it's not like if you miss salvation, you get minus 10. No, you miss salvation, it's like minus 1 million. But if you get it, awesome. Are you getting it, sirs? Same thing, Hebrews 12, verse 25. So he discusses it from both the benefit angle and the consequence angle. That means he used what the unbeliever will fall from, what he will miss. He was using that to convince him from the consequence angle. Hebrews 10, verse 12, 25. Hebrews 12, 25. Same thing he's saying. Let me wait for you. You're still writing. Okay, one to go. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not, who refuse him that speak on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Hallelujah. That is an evangelistic epistle to bring them to salvation. It's not talking to you. It's talking to the people who are yet to be convinced of salvation. We are yet to be convinced, fully persuaded. He said, guy, this thing you are drawing away from, you, there is no other, if you draw it from me, there is no other sacrifice for sin. So that one, you see, if you see willfully, to see willfully is to deliberately disregard, discard, to deliberately say no to the finished work of Christ. That's the same. To read the context, we have tracked that several times, several places in this place, is if you deliberately said no to the appealing, to the appeal of God. You deliberately said no. If you deliberately reject what God offers, you said there remains no more sacrifice for me. There is no other way that God can help you. No other way that God can save you. No other way that you can be blessed. No other way. See 1 John 5:10. 1 John 5:10. So you must be absolute in your presentation. Absolute. 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 Don't talk with probability. Come and lead me to Christ. Okay, are you a Christian? Somebody is saying, come and lead me to Christ. You are saying, are you a Christian? Some people, even if you are going to preach to them, you say, just pray for me. You say, no, I'm not here to pray for you. Sit down. I'm here to speak with you. Some people have been praying for you all this while. It's not pray for me. It's listen to this information. Hallelujah. 1 John 5:10. Let's read 10 to 12. He that believeth on the Son hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given us eternal life. And where is the life? And this life is in the Son. Verse 12, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son hath not life. Very clear, absolute. Absolute. John 14. Absolute. John 14. Verse 6. Absolute terms. Absolute terms. John 14. Verse 6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the destination, I am the light. No man cometh. Say no man. Come on, say no man. See John 3:35. John 3:35. John 3:35. Are you following, brethren? As we progress, you will find every means to make this possible. Okay? You will find every means to ensure that your disciples can listen to God's word like this, not 2 days in a week. Cannot be just Mondays and Wednesdays. It will not. We have tried it. It will not get there. If that is for the, I think of that, at assembly, different branches will have different service days. Have you observed? Some people, their service day is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That should be Mina. But that Friday, they will take it to business out there, they will take it again, because students' environment. If so, I am busy, I told you, when do you close? Is it 9? Don't worry. Bible study will start by 9 to 11. But that there should be nothing. Because of the type of world we are living in, because of the type of. No. Amen, amen. We are not going to help the gospel if you bow to the system fully. You must look for ways to outsmart the system by God. I've said that before. You must outsmart the system by God. Thank you. So go back to John 3:35. So then you must find that what must be done must be done. That's just the point. You must find every available way for your disciples to ginger or to get it. So don't worry, I will come to your house. Which time? Is it 11? I will come. 11 p.m. It is that. At the end of the day, once what is to be done is done, it will not matter whether you walk on water or you walk on the sand. It will not matter. It will not matter because you will get the same result. Praise God. The duty of the pastor, of the minister, is to put God's word. Yes, sir. To put God's word into the mind of the saints. Put it there and ensure it stays. And that is part of the reason how we are ensuring it stays. The workers are ministering right now, they are not done. They are preparing for June. They owe 3 weeks. Fully loaded. Just to confirm that what I'm saying stays. What Israel is doing for us now is to ensure what that the Jews has not fried plantain and forgot what he learned. You want anything you can employ, just employ it. If you employ one, you're doing work, leave that one, pick another one. Don't be the one that you are so proud that yes, I've spoken that mentorship program, which I have done before, is the way to move the church or the saints forward. Therefore, because I have said it, I cannot change. I change it not. Are you Nebuchadnezzar? Which one is I changing it? If you employ a tool, you are not seeing the result. Pull it off. Which one is pride of Kenny? Pull it off. If I discover a better thing that can make you more serious than an exam, I will put it. I will do it. Please don't suggest for me. I'll hear your suggestion in that regard. Praise God. Are you here, brethren? John 3:35. The Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into his hand. How many things, guys? 36. Loud and clear. Want to go, yes, sir? Had everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see light, for the wrath of God abides. So in your appeal, don't lie. Don't lie and don't say half truth. Don't be afraid of clear statements. Of course, you will build the conversion to that point. But you see that you will now say, well, Jesus is not, we can see Jesus is a servant of God too. Son of God. It's not the man that you want to get saved, that you want to teach that Jesus is a servant too. Jesus is a servant, talks about ministry. Abby, talks about ministry. He's a son, that is the redemptive terminology. Don't twist it. Don't try to look like them. Say, okay, after if I say it's a servant too, they will feel and say, okay, it's no worry, it's not God. He is God, he became a man. Clear, final, infinito. So you will have some of your tone that will look like take it or leave it. Yet there will be another part that is yet apologetic. You can tell me what is your greatest approach of apology? Sorry, I know I didn't answer very well. What is the greatest attitude if you are appealing to a man? The greatest thing you must do. Feel free, just suggest, maybe somebody will get what I'm always in my mind. Anybody? Feel free. If you are trying to sell yourself to a man, what is the greatest thing of everything? Of that transaction happening. Patience, right? Awesome. Patience. You're almost there. Any other person? Huh? Telling me the benefit. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Huh? Simple. Same thing he said. Explain what? Continuously. Stay there. How, when, if you are acting enough, for instance, how do we know that this guy did not hate me? Is that what? You are there for 3 hours. That is already an apology. Are you with me? If you are shouting on, even if you are shouting on somebody that is not serious, how you will know that this is love? Is that what? You are spending time. And now you are there. 2 hours you are there. You are attacking it. Okay. Can I come again tomorrow? Ah, you know, okay. Something is up here. Something is up here. This is not true. Praise God. Yeah. So, okay. Check 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11. And I beg you, in the name of Jesus, don't discard the little things you are doing. If you actually at times look at the weight of gospel in the songs you sing in this place, is actually they are actually serious. Like the way, are you thinking? The way they are waiting. Of course, we don't do all those type of comparison. But they have to benchmark some of what the lyrics you bring out with some of the celebrated gospel songs. If they analyze them, say, no, you learned very well. So don't discard this your days, okay? Don't discard it. Don't discard it. Don't discard it. I remember last year, before Pastor Joshua left, the other day, he called me, Pastor, what is that? You have pushed, you have done everything. Yes, no more up to 10. Like, not come down here, church. I look at that, the emoji. I'm not out to be worried now. No, you. Remember, it's a lot of our job, too. Okay, we don't want more. Let's stick to the process. Let's stick to the process. Okay. Don't worry. Let's stick. Say that 10 is okay, too. Yes. Jesus, how many do you have? 12 minus 1, 11. 10 is fine. It's okay. It's supposed to be strong. Say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Behold, Father Abraham. Amen. We shall take away the amen, amen. So, like, sorry, this is a slight diversion. And I look at the way some of you joined us and bought into what we are doing. You know, it's when I look at the old, because me, I'm here looking at the old thing, I can replay everything in my head. Not everybody is like our brother, Brother Rafi and Brother, what is his name again? Brother Choice. Not everybody is like you, they just get one, they are boom, they are ready, give the exam. The first day he wants to write the exam. Not everybody, man. No. He was always saying, should I not? My Abraham was false. Okay. I'll call him, Father. Are you at that junction? Yeah. Okay, I'm coming. Praise God. Gradually. Some people, that one that is at the back, I heard like facing peace inside there. Yeah, yes, first day, celebrate it. If you talk about celebrating, this place is a celebration. Yeah, do celebrate you, do awesome. Oh, glory to God. Yeah, just get it. Wabai. And luckily for them, they just stayed. Grace is under some person. Sometimes I will be teaching at this grace, look at the grace. Then I will be afraid that she won't come again. Then I that cost of discipleship. One of those things, yeah. I was looking at her face, because let's stop this. Didn't stop. Let's leave it easier story. Let's leave down today. Or some people. So, like, but that's what I'm saying, is a portion of time. Now, I have people that, if I say I'm not preaching it today, they will all come out months. Roadblock on my house. What is happening? Yeah, it must preach. It must happen. Yeah. So thank you, everybody. So I said 1 Corinthians 3:11. I want to go for all that foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And lastly on that, 1 Timothy 2:5. 1 Timothy 2:5. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man. How many mediator? One mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. So that word mediator is just to describe his duty in his death, okay? His duty in his death. To you today, you cannot really say Jesus is your mediator today, but the way you should say it is that in his death, he was our mediator. Who is a mediator? Somebody that stands, right, to reconcile two opposing parties, right? But right now, you and God, you are no longer opposing, okay? So, for the sake of reconciliation, he was our mediator. That means he was going to drag us together. Praise God. I think of that he was everything. Is the appeal, is the message, is the one that drags together, is the one that you become, you inherit his son name in Christ, everything. The way, the truth, and the what? The life. Thank you, destination. So, if you want to categorize way, truth, and life, we'll still get there later. Under way, we have Jesus as the mediator. Under way, we have Jesus as the propitiation. On that way, we have Jesus as the atoning sacrifice. That's on that way. On that life is your heaven. Later. Amen, amen. On that life, the Spirit is the Spirit of Christ. That's on that life. On that way is the message. Okay, so. I've leaked an exam question that himself also have answered later. Analyze way, truth, and life in the redemptive process. You can see answer it. Amen, amen. Okay, so because of those, the two obvious stuff now, that is authoritative. Sorry, because of this obvious stuff, we are authoritative. Because that song is clear. Only Jesus can save. Good works cannot save. When devotion cannot save. Tithe and offering cannot save. Doing good things cannot save. Not only Jesus saves. Simple. So, in the mouth of the preacher is a perfect blend of the two. In the mouth of the preacher is a perfect blend of the truth, of the two. Please don't be the one that gets angry at people that are antagonizing you. Use strong words, but be smiling. Strong words means clear. All these things I've quoted for you. But yes, you have to be smiling. This is a gospel. It's a good news. Amen? Strong word, yes. The attitude shows that, I am interested. I want to get you saved. It's not that you will ask somebody and you will now work up us. No, sir. No, ma'am. No, sir. No, ma'am. So, go back to where we started from. Matthew 22, right? So let's analyze this before we go. Mark 22. So let's read verse 2. Let me know when you are there. Why I hung down to rest and to feel the end with this glory. I don't know why a believer of Edward should not sing that song every day. You think you will enter your voice every day. If you just enter somehow, you should. You're supposed to enter. Anyway, maybe because it's not really to know something. No, now it's ringtone, then mom and we see should be now it's the alarm tone. Mm-hmm. Both of them work together. So Matthew 22, sorry, verse 2. Help me. Was there? Yes? Okay. Hold on. So that from that verse 2, you can see when he made that decision, no man was there. When the people he was inviting to come to the wedding, they were not there when the decision was made for the marriage. Pay attention to that. No man was there. That's why I sang that song, the desire of God. Not when God had that desire, when the intention was made clear, no man was there. It was in the mind of God. That is what was called from the foundation of the world. It is in the mind of God. From the foundation of the world. That is in the mind of God. Anything done by this time cannot be changed. Anything done from this time, by this time, from the foundation of the world, cannot be changed. So the design of salvation was from the foundation of the world. Therefore, it cannot be changed. From the foundation of the world, he has ordained it to be by grace, not of works, so that the promise may be sure. It cannot be changed. It cannot be changed. Matthew 13. So that word foundation, we're just going to be looking at the few places where it's used. Matthew 13, that foundation is Greek word katabole, K-A-T-A-B-O-L-E, 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 katabole. That's the word foundation. It means from conception. Disposition, conception. When you conceive something, that's the meaning of that Greek word, katabole, foundation. It means from conception. When something is conceived, please pay attention to this. When something is conceived, okay, check Matthew 13, 35, rather. You see the different places that this was used as touching salvation. In the Bible, Matthew 13, 35. We have a lot to read in this place. So help me. 13:35, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. Kept secret. It's talking about things from Genesis. Why was it kept secret? Because men refused to read and reason along the line. That's why it was secret. Because men refused to read and reason along the line. It's not God that was trying to keep it from man. It's man that refused to search that out from the foundation of God. That intention has been there. So it's not God keeping it secret. It's God that made it available from the foundation of the world, but it was being kept secret by the inactivity of men, or by the ignorance of men, or by the inaction of men. Inaction, inactivity, ignorance. Or by the despising. Man is despising God's word. Despising or despite, I mean, is whichever. And any word that suits you. Let me show you what. Let me explain what I just explained to you right now. Let me show you that verse. See chapter 13, verse 11. You understand that it's a portion of man, not a portion of God. Same chapter 13, verse 11. Are you there? Brother. He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Verse 12. For whosoever asks, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that he asks. I've explained this before. Who remembered how I explained this? He said, if you have, you'll be given more. If you don't have, what you have will be more will be taken away. Anyway, that means the ones that understand, they get better. The ones that despise, or the ones that doesn't understand, they grow worse. You understand? That means right now, the way you have placed value to God's word like this, what will be happening to you? You'll be getting so much better. But the person that says that is nonchalant to the truth of the gospel, he will not remain at that stage. He will be getting what? Worse. That's why this second thing that said, evil men and seducers shall grow worse and worse, deceiving others and being deceived themselves. Do you get that? So that means with God, it's not like plus 10 and minus 10. It's either you are plus 1,000 or you are minus 10,000. It's not that. So there is no small backstabbing or small unbelief. There is no. The unbelief will be either it will take you away. That's why you just see some people. They are so far. It's because they are like the other witness. That's what happened to them. That small division that they did, they now went so much. They are running away from God. They raised his eye. Sad. So see verse 13 now. 13. Let's read 13 to 16 slowly. Therefore, speak I to them in parables, because they see, they see not. And hearing, they hear not. Neither do they what? Understand. That means they are not seeing well. They are not hearing well. They are hearing amiss. And in them is fulfilled the prophet of Isaiah saying, "Is yet by hearing you shall hear and not understand. Seeing you shall see and shall not perceive. For these people's heart is wax gross, and their ears are what? Dull of hearing. And their eyes, they have what? Closed." Imagine, that is, most of you do that in church. Just because maybe you are tired or you had a busy day, just preach. You are just writing. You are not thinking what you are writing. Just preach. Let me go. First world cannot benefit you. So yesterday, I didn't know one first time that I came. Twice, I saw I went outside doing WhatsApp. Come. You are praying. It's prayer. That prayer can save you. Go inside. Some people have been baptized with so much. Nonchalancy. We hear that in those days when we do provision night, everything, choirs, once they finish singing, you see them outside, extra cool. The car park of the church. Amen. Very bad. So, I'm reading verse 15. For these people's heart is once broad, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their ears. That means what they are doing to themselves is preventing them from further comprehension. What they are doing to themselves by not paying attention, by their bad attitude to God's word, is preventing them from further light, preventing them. And hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them or save them. They are both the same in that place. Are you getting that? So you can see man's sense organs there that God needs. Your ears, right? Your eyes and your mind. I hope you can see that in that place. Now I've told you before that you have three sense organs immediately. Eyes to read God's word, ears to hear God's word, mind to what? Reason alone, you must employ these three daily. Mix it with your daily schedule. How do I get all these teachings too? When I just go and copy and paste someone, I think on God's word. Yes, I didn't know that, but I still think on God's word too. I reason along with it. And may I say this, guys? If you have a very difficult course in school, let me ask you this question, guys. If you have a very difficult course that needs so much concentration, when do you read it? So this, let me ask you, maybe different words, different time. How and when do you read it? Let's have about 5 samples. I'll just go. You wake up in the morning, Be very frank of it. Yes? Why? Also, anybody else, please? I'm Father, thank you. Yes, sir, come. Awesome. I love that. Sir? At night? Yes? Why? Calmness, right? In that person? Yes, Billet, help me. 8 to 6. Which morning? 8? Wait, oh. 8 in the evening? In the morning? Till 6. Worship it. Wow. Wow. 8 to 6. So, small saint, all of you. So, the lady that said 8 to 6, what must you have done just before it? Slept, woke up, bathed, freshened up. Eat. So, I'm asking you this question. Why? That's the why. The why is really what I want to get. Please speak out. My maximum profit, right? Why? Why is it easier for, why is it easy to get it when you just woke up? Your mind is less what? Distracted, and not just distracted. Your mind has not been engaged. I want something more. The bearing. The brain is in full capacity. Why is the brain in full capacity at that time? So why is it impossible to? So is it possible to be fully engaged from morning to be fully, the way you woke up and your brain is fresh like that, is it possible to maintain it throughout the day? But even you know that even if you made that decision all day, at least a time will come when you are tired, right? That means the graph must have been what? Coming down, right? Coming down, slowly coming down. Some people will just drink 2 hours and just crash. Crash, or even 30 minutes, crash, you just people, I'm tired. but like, let you see 5, 8, 8, it's now 6 days, you say, I'm going to look for a brother that will carry her to our hostel. In any way. That means that is a portion of man. That is understanding man. That means if you know yourself, know your reading pattern, know the way you can assimilate, right? That means it's a man thing. Understanding man. I was listening to myself today in one of the guys preaching. I didn't know where I said it. I said, you must put man's nature in account. Why did God say we keep reminding you of everything? If you're a robot, will I need to remind you? No. So that means the gospel takes in account of man's nature. Man's nature is how should I put it? The gospel takes that into account. So why is it necessary to engage yourself with God's word first thing in the morning? That is sincerity that I am a man. Men get stressed up with time. Men get stressed up with time. Yes, you can put in a sudden effort in the afternoon and you get a result, but it is always better if you do it as you are just waking up. two things that I always love to do before I preach. If I have the luxury, I love to sleep and I love to date. Just before I preach, I always love it. Just to calm down the mind. So that means, as a man, I am sincere with myself. I am not picking the message when after. Oh, you know, there is always a temptation every morning. When you wake up in the morning, the temptation is that some people have shattered you all night, right? That, which one should I pick? As you are picking the Bible, one hand you want to pick, so just check this in. And seller, as you pick that in to check that in, from one to another, right? From a place to another, to place, to one, you think it's only Facebook, only WhatsApp. WhatsApp will now give you a link somewhere. But that's okay, don't worry, I will stop by. 20 minutes time. Bro, when you check the time, amen. Where is it? You just laugh. Amen. So, yeah, I face it too. That's why at times I throw away the phone early in the morning. Amen. Even at times, your phone is off. That's your job telling you, on it. Don't worry, it's not distracting. On it. Let's do the two. Let's marry it together. Come on. It's always better in the morning. Amen. And the song we sing in Yoruba, prayer. So the people that invented, that's just talking about morning devotion in the morning. So, it's because of the way most of us grew up to understand morning devotion. You are not interested, your father is killing you, you are dozing, your head. So, don't because of that now discard doing these things early in the morning. Amen. Praise God. And don't be the believer that tries to study on your bed. You know what happens now? When you try to study on your bed, and try to stop it, grow, be sincere. Amen. Same way, if you know that you are about to fail, and if you sleep, you will fail. You know what you will do now? You see some people, they put their leg into cold water, to block. Some people, they wrap their head with I don't know, in school then. I've seen people that they enter bush to read. Bush, so that they don't sleep. Bush. Me then, probably then, if I know I must pray, and the prayer is not, and the sleep is heavy, I will walk to the sport complex. Sport complex is such that there is no place to sit down. I will enter inside the cage where I cannot sit down. There is no place to sit down. There was a day I was sleeping, I was praying. While praying, I think I want to make 3 hours, maybe 3 hours or so or something. Just make some minutes to finish. And I say, even God was telling me, you are tired. And I said, no, I will finish this thing today. As I was praying, I slept off while walking. I fell and I eat the barbed wire. That barbed wire that was beside, I had to eat it. But you know what happened? After that, then I woke up. I was now strong. I prayed extra. Praying for what? Who knows? If I'm praying for the future, is that death. Sorry. So, understand man. That's what I'm saying. Don't always make it a duty to make God's word the last thing. If you stay in Lagos, when will you do your prayer? In the bus. Is that when you do it then? In the bus. From, what do you say? To Lekki? In the morning, you pick it, okay? That's the time you can, if there's a topic you don't understand, make a duty. God's asking that be somehow. When do you pick it? After you have eaten shawarma, you have washed Bani and friends, you have done this. Okay. Because of God's asking. That will you understand. Never. Forget it. It won't work. So there is something that keeps you in mind, okay? Your brain gets stressed up. That is when you rest, as the brain is waking up from recession, or whatever they call it, as it's waking up, it's normal for anything you do then for it to get glued to it. So, do you need so much attention for social media? Hello, do you need that 100% capacity for social media? No, now. That when you are tired, you can pick it and it will work, right? Even when you are sleeping, you can be chatting, right? You're sleeping, you pick your phone, you will see, you just put it. Now you don't have to type. Just swing your hand through and it will type it for you. But now we have voice to text. I mean, what they call it? iGoogle, I mean, Alexa, I mean, anyone you use. Okay, Google. You have okay, Google. You have everything right now. So that means you don't really need so much of RAM. No RAM. Don't you know RAM? Capacitor system. You don't need RAM. Too much RAM for that one. RAM is read random access. Remember, that is the one that your computer used to work. That means when you see have 100% RAM, what you used to do? Study God's work. When you now remain 2%, 2.5 Instagram. Exactly, guys. Praise God. That's actually wisdom. And the same thing applies. If you have professional exams you are doing, that cannot be the last. That cannot be what you want to do after a stress day is before. Looking up at 4 a.m., 5 a.m., 6. This is already late. Think it's a duty. Thank you. Are you with me, brother? Thank you. So, oh God, I'm seeing verse 15 of Matthew 13. For these people's heart is wax gross. I'm trying to explain the sense of grass of man. And their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and they should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. Say heal them and say the same thing. Verse 16. Let's see 16. Want to go? But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Amen, amen. So let me ask you this question: What can you see in this place that accelerated their ability to see? The disciples here. What do you think made them see? What accelerated their ability to see? No, he was saying, "Blessed are your eyes that they see." Is it? So who is Jesus giving kudos to in that place? Those that give attention. Serious. Yes. Well, if you look at the area, somebody already said in that side, Jesus was hardly giving kudos to himself. Because what made them see? A preacher. How shall they hear without a preacher? So it looks like those guys, they did something in this place. Have they even seen? They have not really seen. Why would Peter deny Jesus if he has seen? So this is just a futuristic stamp of, don't worry, because I am with you. It's more of you will see. But after this time, they still asked him some very foolish questions. So remember John 14, it's okay, show us the Father. It'll be okay. Don't bring the Father now. Show us, say, this is me, this is you, this is the Father. You can then, we will go home and sleep. Thomas said, all this you are saying, how will you manifest yourself to the world? And to us, and not to the world. What? And sigh again. He told Peter, I said, okay, I'm washing your body. Peter said, you will not wash my feet. Wash them for where? As people have taught that when I was teaching you the typologies in John, to wash their feet there is a symbol of washing away their sins. That's a symbol. That's why he said, if I wash you not, you have no part in me. That's it. Baba, my head, my shoulder, my knee, my toe. So that means what he was actually saying there was not the physical washing. Because at that time, it changed everyone. He has changed already. He has changed it to redemption. That if I wash you not, you have no part in me. Hey, Baba, bath me, Baba. Amen, amen. So Jesus was actually giving kudos to himself in this place, okay? Not to them. So verse 17, Matthew 13, 17 now. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have what? Desire to see those things which you see and have not seen them. You can see that I'm not even sure if Peter qualified to be a righteous man in this place. And to hear those things which you what? Hear and have not what? So you can see that it's a kudos to the preacher, okay? To hear, to see. So you say they want to see. So what made this possible was Jesus. Back to Matthew 11:25. It's Jesus. Matthew 11:25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent. Not intentionally. I mean, it's man's action, not God's action. And has revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seems good in thy sight. 27, well, come on, scripture, let's read together. I want to go. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son, but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father, save the Son, and he, whosoever the Son will, reveal him. Amen, amen. Praise God. So the Son is the revealer of the Father. So he was the one that revealed the Father to them. He was giving kudos to himself. To himself. He is the Word that became flesh, that dwelt among us, and in him we now behold. That's John 1, right? We behold the glory and the, what is it saying? We behold. Okay, Luke 11:50. We are still looking at the word foundation. What is that called here? Katabole. From the conception. Luke 11:50. Are you there? Okay, that the blood of all the prophets which was shed from the foundation of the world may be required of this generation. What is he referring to? Who can guess? I'm trying to bug your mind. Was any blood shed to in the mind of God from the foundation of the world? Obviously not. So which blood is he referring to from the foundation of the world there? Yes, sir? Blood of Abel, simple. That was talking about Genesis, okay? So at times that word foundation of the world will mean from Genesis. Genesis. So the blood that was shed from the foundation of the world there is the blood of Abel. It was the first person that was persecuted. That was killed. That was the blood of Abel from the foundation of the world. Okay, next, John 17:24. This one is a bit more technical. Let's see it together. I'll wait for you. Well done. Just give me 30 minutes, I'll be done. John 17:24. 1724. Slowly, let's read. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. What do you think Jesus is talking about? Is Jesus the small boy of God before the foundation of the world? This is people that Jehovah's Witness usually use, and some people say, well, you can see Jesus is somebody, the errand boy of God, and God loved him from time immemorial. That's why God now sent him, because Jesus was his favorite. But they say Jesus is his favorite among the angels. That's why he sent him. So, who knows? Who can explain that? He existed. So, explain that verse. Say, thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Yes. What did God love before the foundation of the world? Thou lovest me. He's saying me. It's like him. So, he's saying like he is there. Man, say me, say that the best. Okay, the mind is you. You guys make a question, right? Are you there for the question of the word? You're not there, no? Yeah, the message. So, which figure of speech is happening there? Personification. So, Jesus was not speaking here as God, he was speaking here as the message. Before the foundation of the world, as the intention of the Father. Are you with me? Praise God. That's something that we say, the desire of God. That desire, everything, the conception, everything. Christ. So Jesus also represents the intention of God. Are you with me? He represents a lot of things. He is God that became a man. But
he also represents what is in the mind of God
before man was created. Which of course is a new creation.
He represents that. So when he's saying, thou lovest me before the foundation of the world, he's not speaking here as God, but as the delight of God. What God loved before the foundation of the world is not himself. Write that down, please. What God loved before the foundation of the world is not himself, but the salvation of man, which Jesus represents. Which Jesus came to fulfill. What God loved before the foundation of the world is not himself. You cannot be saying, I love myself before the foundation of the world. Then there is no love there. There is no love there. Myself. So what he loved before the foundation of the world is the salvation of man which Jesus came to fulfill. If you are speaking as a person, Jesus is God from the foundation of the world. But in redemption, Jesus is the thought pattern of God. As a person, Jesus is God from the foundation of the world. But in redemption, Jesus is the thought pattern, the intention of God, the thinking of God, the meditation of God. That is what we are hearing, the Logos of God. The Word now became flesh. That's what we are saying. That intention of God, right? The thinking of God, it became flesh. John 1:14. The thinking of God now became flesh. All God has conceived now became flesh. Simple. It's a checkmate. That thinking of God became flesh. It became flesh. What God planned became flesh. Simple. How? That is what happened. That was what prophecy said, and that is what God did. Is that clear, guys? Is that one clear? Come on, let me have a response. Is that clear? Thank you. Ephesians 1:4. I'm still looking at the foundation of the world. Ephesians 1:4. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Are you there? He has chosen us in him. This is scripture that says, Calvinists, I mean, which of these guys that said that God has selected people that are only going to heaven, and these people, Calvinists? Yes, Calvinism. So these people, they have been well selected. God already knows them. God, and they cannot, you cannot add to the number. You cannot join them again. His list is sealed. Well, they are so deluded because you should have read further. What is God's choice from the foundation of the world? That salvation will be in Christ. So, the choice of God, that is the same thing called the book of life. The choice of God from the salvation, from the foundation of the world is that salvation will be in Christ. It will be through faith in Christ. That was God's choice. So that means there is like a space created in the mind of God from the foundation of the world. Anyone that now receives God's counsel, you can step into that space. So what was created from the foundation of the world is a criteria, not people. I mean, a criteria. What God shows before the foundation of the world is a criteria. Criteria, the yardsticks, the perimeter. The boundary, not individuals. It's not saying you will go to heaven, you will go to hell from the foundation of the world. No, rather is select the condition that will take a man to hell or to heaven was already selected from when? Tete. And what's that condition? Salvation will be through faith in Christ alone. Simple. Is that clear, brethren? Thank you. Welcome to the preachers. 2 Thessalonians 2:13. Yeah. Welcome to the preachers. 2:13. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren. Come on, celebrate. Let me give me time to celebrate them. Okay. Sorry, don't celebrate it. Where are the rest now? Come on. Let them finish for you. No, this is what we are meant for, right? This is what we do. Amen, amen. This is what we do. This is what we do. We do it in small capacities, in big capacity, in small mayor, in big mayor, in towns, in villages. It's not Thessalonians 2:13, but we are born to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, the Lord of the Lord, because God has from the what? Chosen you to salvation. How? Through sanctification of the Spirit and what? And what? Believe all the truth. Amen, amen. So if you reverse that anybody that believes the truth and that meaning that gets sanctified by the Spirit is saved. So is the choice of man involved? Brethren, is the choice of man involved? Yeah. The choice of man is involved. He's involved. Come on, divine. Flow. Come on. Flow with us. 1 Peter 1, verse 2. 1 Peter 1, verse 2. 1 Peter 1, verse 2. Same thing he was saying. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God. Through sanctification. Let me wait for you. Come on. Okay, again, 1 Peter 1, 2. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God through sanctification of the Spirit unto what? Obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. You can see obedience there. Obedience takes a choice, right? Are you with me? Obedience takes a choice. Yeah. So that was what God chose from the foundation of the world. That was what God chose from the foundation of the world. Hebrews 4 now. Now you remember that Henry T. song. Our God is sovereign in salvation. No man can question his design and his pattern. He has purpose. It will be in his son. It will be by his grace. And it will be forever. All those decisions, when was he made? Hallelujah. He has purpose. It will be in his son. It will be by his grace. And it will be forever. Boundary, right? That means, like it or not, this is my boundary. I am not forcing you there, but this is my delight. Exactly, guys. Just like a cake created, this is it. This is it. Narrow is the way. That is the narrow way. That narrow way was created. Pay. That narrow. And the door. That door was created. Pay. Praise God. Somebody wrote it there. Say, God is good to man. You say that God is good to man in his own terms. That sounds harsh, but it's the truth. Say God is good to man, but in his own terms. What is his term? Christ. That's what you think. That is the next thing. Christ. Say Christ. Yeah. Christ. So you may define God's goodness as when something drops 10K for you every hour. Christ. In his own terms. Like we bought I bought a cooker at home. That is very funny. Me and Sarah, we love fire. We tried the cooker. You know, cooker, hot plate that we use anyhow in school. Okay, now we put water on top of it. Maybe in case I don't fall apart. We put water on the thing refuse to work. Put everything on the thing refuse to work. Or it will try every pot at home. Once you see, just see the pot, it will switch off. Not for one kettle. Let me when my wife saw the kettle. We now put the kettle on the table. And it's working. You think we boil water in 5 minutes? It's bad. Small water, 2 minutes, it has boiled water. And it's not the thing, so it will not be hot. see what I now do. I said, okay. I said, you think you are wise? You are not wise. And now, the thing was big enough. And I'll put one of the pots he doesn't like, I put it there. The pot he likes, I put it there. Both of them on the cooker, side by side. Now on it. Okay, see now work. It's working. I said, okay. The pot he likes, and I'll put it away. So I took that away. Okay, I now got good. I said, okay, this is an induction cooker. That it works with induction pot. I said, which one is induction pot? I'm serious. I just not heard of that before. So that means I will work for you, but whose time? My time. I will cook your food. Whose time? My time. My type of pot. Hallelujah. Like it was so funny. We tried prayer cooker, everything, only one kettle. Right now, that cooker is only used for what you are told. Amen, amen. The salvation has three perimeters. Christ Jesus. Well, that is beyond argument. That's not the point. We just keep telling you to agree. You don't argue that one. It's clear. Amen, amen. No, we need to sing that song again. It will be better. Okay, Hebrews 4, verse 3. Hebrews 4, verse 3. For we which are believed do enter. Come on, look at this. For we celebrate our people. We'll celebrate you. Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah. Celebrate our acts with you. Our acts was with you. Our acts. Workers in training. Hope you know you're not going to anywhere close. Somewhere like Get Bab, Secondly Dan, somewhere like Amen, amen. Somewhere that we don't see you for 3 days. We are just there in God's hand. Amen. Glory to God. Okay, Hebrews 4, verse 3. Let's see this one too. For we which have believed do enter into rest. Let's read, please. As I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter, Lord and clear the latter part, although the works were finished from when? From the foundation of the world. That means the design. The design. From the foundation of the world, Christ will be the way, the appeal, clear. The truth, the one that sets free, the deliverer, clear. The life, what we are set or where we are set free unto. Clear. Let me take that. I'm not sorry, guys, I'm that paraphrase of the way, truth, and life. Where? I'm saying from the foundation of the world, the design as is clear that Christ will be the way. That means the way there, the appeal of God. Clear. The message. Clear. That's another way. Under the truth, the one that sets free, he will be the deliverer. Clear. It has been set. It will also be the life. That means what or where we are what? Set free unto. That means the house of the believer. Where the believer enters upon salvation. It is clear from the foundation of the word. Do you get that? Yes, I'm sure. Oh, no, Michael, you missed me. I missed you somewhere. Okay, it will be the way. That means it will be the appeal and it will be the message. It will be the truth. He will be the one that sets free. He will be the deliverer. He will be the life. He will be our destination. Where we are set free unto the house or the home of the believer. All these are already finished from the foundation of the world. All that was agreed from the foundation of the world. 1 Peter 1:20. Well done. Okay, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in this last time for you? He was foreordained before the foundation of the world. Same thing he was saying in the mind of God, the intention of God. See Revelation 13, verse 8. Revelation 13, verse 8. And all that dwell upon the earth. Brother, if you help us to explain this. And all, let me wait for everybody. Are we there? Revelation 13, verse 8. Slowly, let's read together. I want to go, yes. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Fifty from what? From that's it going to be awesome. I'm pondering. Amen. Of course, this technical. I remember Pastor Nga, we love to rearrange this verse because the way it's written, it looks like Jesus was slain from when? Foundation of the world. But actually, it looks like just a syntax error. It's like whose names are not written in the book of the Lamb from the foundation of the world of the Lamb that was slain. See it? Are you getting me? If you have to put that Lamb slain after foundation of the world. The book was written from the foundation of the world. But the book is the book of the Lamb that was slain. Again, are you getting me? Just write down that those words. The book is the book of the Lamb that was slain. But the book was written from the foundation of the world. The book was written from the foundation of the world, but the book is of the Lamb that was slain. So that means a name was written from the foundation of the world. What is the name? In Christ. Simple. That means still talking about the same thing, faith in Christ, that this is God's choice from the foundation of the world. From the foundation of the world. From the foundation of the world. Revelation 17, 8. Revelation 17, verse 8. So it's tomorrow by 10 o'clock. The beast that thou please sleep before tomorrow, please. The beast that thou, I only have 2 people writing an exam here on Saturday. And now for three is here. So prepare to prepare. Okay, thank you. The beast that thou sawest was and is not. Now thou sawest that was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and shall go into perdition. And they that dwell on the what? Earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the what? Book of life. Can you see from the... Now you can see that the book, that connection of the word was connected to what? To what? To the book. Are you with me? So the book is what was written from the foundation of the word. When they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is so, saying the same thing that the people that are now found in that will of God. What is the will of God? It will be in his son, right? It will be by faith, it will be by his grace, it will be forever. The people who are not found there, they are the ones that will suffer tribulation or call it anything. As the people who are not found in the perimeter of God. What is God's perimeter? Christ Jesus. Amen, amen. So all those your pick, all those your videos of rapture where people miss rapture because they are not, they didn't do something, they are not going to check it. Those who are not found in Christ that will not be glorified with Christ. Hebrews 9 verse 26 now. I can explain this briefly and we'll be going. But this one is a bit more technical. Hebrews 9 26. We just sing that song as we close tonight. And God is sovereign. Salvation. No man can question. Higher. Checkmate. I love that. No man can question his design and his pattern. He has proposed. It will be in his son. It will be by his grace. It will be forever. So that's a verse 2 there. So this is the message. It takes to men
compelling men by the goodness of his will, no argument, no contention, just believe and receive so great a salvation. With the influence of the gospel, yes. Amen. The good God who gave us so great a salvation. Awesome. So Hebrews 9:26 now. For then must he have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now, once in the end of the world, as he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And for you to understand this one more clearly in the Bible, you have to read a bit more. So let's start reading from verse 22. 22 will be fine. Are you there? Please pay attention, okay? One, two, go. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. It was therefore necessary that the pattern of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifice than this. Hold on. The heavenly things talks about things as touching salvation. Earthly things talks about things as touching the purification of the flesh. Earthly things was things that surrounds the laws of Moses. Heavenly things simply talk about the things that matter, things that will save man. That is earthly versus heavenly in that place. Heavenly does not mean things that are in heaven. It means things that are in the plan of God, the intention of God. Remember, in understanding Genesis series 4, we saw heaven as God's plan, God's will. Not really God's house, God's will. Amen, amen? When we say, let that will be done, on that, it is God's will, God's will, God's will. So, now, 24 now, for Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the truth, but into where? Heaven itself to what? Edify and serve you. Heaven itself to what? To what? Which word do I use to represent appear? To manifest. Awesome. Who said that? Pastor. A man of God. Hallelujah. So that means, as I said, Jesus, that's what I said, Jesus entering heaven is the Holy Ghost what? Entering us, okay? So when he's saying Jesus is entering heaven, the significance is that the Holy Ghost now will enter the believer. Are you with me? Now, where is the temple of God? You are the temple of God. Praise God. So the way these guys will understand is, you know, they are Jews, okay? The way they will understand is to say it this way, that he is ascended. Amen, amen. But the ascending is the indwelling. Is that clear? John 14 said that clearly. He said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where you are, there I am, there you may be also. Is that clear, guys? You know, it looks somehow. Yeah. Are you saying Jesus is in you today? Yes. Jesus is in you by his spirit. Praise God. Praise God. I love to tell you that song, you came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. Now I depth it is nice from the cross to grave, from the grave to So it's not to the sky, okay? He cannot end his journey in the sky. The end of God's journey is in man. Amen, amen. I will walk in them, I will dwell in them, I will be their God, and they shall be my sons and daughters. That's 7:10:6 that side. Okay. So, yeah, we, 26:24 now. For Christ is not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figures of the truth, but into heaven himself, yes, to appear in the presence of God for us, and thereby manifesting the presence of God in us. 25, nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest enter into the holy place every year with the blood of others. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. Well, write this down. Man must disengage from some degree of legalism for Christ to come. Man must disengage
from some degree of legalism for Christ to come. Or else he will come and men will still be expecting extra sacrifice. Men will still be expecting more sacrifices for sin. So you can see clearly that one of the reasons that delayed the coming of Christ here is the unbelief of men. What he's saying, he then not yet that he should offer himself up as the high priest enter into the holy place. How long? Every year with the blood of others. He said, okay, if Christ is coming like that, then he will be dying out. Every year too. They will be killing every year. Every year. So he's saying that Jesus cannot come after that pattern. That's what he's saying. He's saying Jesus cannot come after that pattern, that there was a repetitive sacrifice. Repetitive sacrifice. He's saying Christ cannot come after that pattern. Amen, amen. So, let's finish it. Let's read 26 to 28 now without stopping. Want to go? Yes. But then must he often have suffered. Condition of the world, satellite, you're not reading. Come on. I'm tired. Sorry. Let's wait for 26 to 28, non-stop. Want to go again? Yes. But then must he often have suffered from foundation of the world. But now, once in the end of the world, has he appeared to put away sin by the word. So, end of the world, that would mean fulfillment of prophecy. Say, once in the end of the world, has he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. 27, and as it is appointed unto men once to die after that judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sin of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto. Who can tell me which word is common in verse 26, 27, and 28? Look at it. Which word is in the three verses? Which word is? Can you find in those three verses? Check. Which key verb? Which or is it proposing or whichever? Once, right? Once. You can see in 26. Must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once. You can see? In the end of the world. Verse 27. As it's appointed unto men to die once. 28. So Christ was once. That means what he was explaining here is that singular sacrifice of Jesus versus the repetitive thing, everyday confession, every year, day of atonement that they're doing what? Under the Old Testament. Praise God. All those things, they say, okay, I'm almost ready for you. No, it's so sad that we invented a lot of things trying to help God. Say, come and rededicate your life. Rededicate. What for? You just love this, what? Repetition. It's not enough. Let's do it again. It's not saying, So this is just like an analogy. Say, if Christ wants, should have, say, he's saying, if Christ should have come under that pattern, then he will be suffering out of him. Every year. He'll be suffering every year. He'll not be dying. He'll not be dying here. So today, he died, rise again. Go and bring him. Kill him again. Amen, amen. Praise God. So, God did not promise. Write this down. I'm sorry. So God did not promise us things from the foundation of the world. No. That's not what God promised us from the foundation of the world. There is no such meeting before you are born in a planet about your destiny. Say, God promised me something. God has my destiny is that I will. You know, some destiny. There is no agreement anywhere. You came from your mother and your father. Are you guys, you look like them? Amen, amen. Praise God. So there are some such meetings that, yes, I'm saying to the world. And your mom, you know, those things. no such meeting. What God promised man from the foundation of the world is salvation through faith in Christ. All those type of destiny stuff is one of the imaginations that we must knock off. That if you allow the world to knock off you, allow the world to knock it off. So we have checked most of the places where the word foundation is used in the Bible. It talks about the will of God, the counsel of God. So, write this down. So why then is salvation so eternal? Because everything was instituted and finished even before the first moral sin came. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything was already instituted and finished before the first moral sin was committed. Before. That's why I say Abba. Moral sin. That Romans 3:25. Very awesome. He has proposed beforehand that moral sins will not be counted. Yeah. Why? Because when it was instituted, nothing. There's no short skirt or long skirt then. Or skirt to take it well or further. There's no khaki, anybody that is taking things well now. That's the thing that is taking things well. There's no copycat then. That's amen. Titus fish. There's no Titus then to take the man to well. What else takes well? There's no matchstick. Matchstick! That's the worst. Matchstick. I get matchstick. Or what is that to injure from any level? God is actually matchstick. You say, ah, God, can't you see better thing? See, you won't take God. Let me tell you what that is I did. So that the testimony against me can be worth it. It's not worth it. Matchstick. Amen. Praise God. See that handsome girl there over there right now. Sorry, handsome girl. No? How can she enter heaven? Amen. Until you have to show some pictures. That you know that this is your beard that you are shaving. You see? Yeah? Right, that was doing shaving. You see? You show them. Ah. Hallelujah. Grace, you are going to. So why is it so eternal? Because everything was instituted and finished before the first moral sin came in. Before you start making kolapa clothes for sisters. Open kolapa with one hand. Before Zia came. Attachment. For everything. Before the first word this song. They say, before you dance that song, no more kingdom. Before it came, it was already instituted and what? Set in it. Lastly, Hebrews 4, verse 3. Hebrews 4, verse 3. Let's read this standing. Require my apostle that one. Hebrews 4, verse 3. Let's read this standing. See the reason why you cannot go to hell. See the reason why your salvation is so sure. Hebrews 4, verse 3. Are you there, guys? I'm going to read this to you. Very loud and clear. Very loud and clear. Not your father, the roasted butter. Let me just sing it out for us before it is. Not able to rust about it. Like a man of an outlook of other rusted about the day. Hebrews 4, verse 3. Let's read loud and clear. With joy on your face. Want to go? For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said. As I swore in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Shall enter into his rest. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow, 10 o'clock.